Billy Reeves here. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast. Immortal Elements from Amplify Human Vibration from Nordic Giants seems apposite.
The Earth has the ability to heal. And the Earth has the ability to help us. The key is we must start thinking. If we will start to think, we will learn to see. But we are an extension of the Earth. We are energy, and we are spirit. We are power. And billions of elements to make a blizzard happen, then it's going to take millions and billions of us. We have the potential for that power. And they perpetuate this system. They are out of balance. They have made us out of balance. Because we are out of balance, we no longer have the power to deal with them. And somewhere in the history of people, we're forgetting we are power. do it. And if we think that it looks overwhelming and we can never accomplish it, then all we have to do in each of us as an individual is find some spot on the earth that we can relate to. Feel that energy. Feel that power. That's where our safety will come. They deal in violence and repression, and we are power. We will not destroy the world. We are an extension of the earth. We are energy. And we are spirit. We are power. We are power.
From the album and the film Amplify Human Vibration, that's Immortal Elements from Nordic Giants. The documentary and its soundtrack essentially aims to bring light to positive changes people are making to explore the kindness and drive of humanity. Now, we've seen K-Scope acts embrace the new fashion for lockdown sessions. You can see the Tesseract one live right now on our YouTube channel. Of course, this band are used to doing this, living in 5 different locations in 3 different countries. So to celebrate that, then, this from their most recent album, Sonder Tesseract, Smile. Tesseract, smile. Godsticks 2 have been up to some lockdown live action. Check out their version of Time. This, from their current album, Inescapable, is called Victim. There's a brand new video of this up by the good people at Black Tide. Godsticks.
Crashing down.
Godsticks. That is entitled Victim from the album Inescapable. Darren said, this is our favourite song on the album. You'll hear a definite progression from a light mood to a very dark and angsty vibe. Yeah, too true. Also, of course, getting in on the live lockdown sessions has been Mr. Bruce Sword from The Pineapple Thief. You may have seen his live from his attic studio sessions. There's quite a lot of Pineapple Thief release action coming up over the next few months. Old stuff, new stuff, live stuff, including Little Man, which is out now. Newly remastered CD and LP version. This was the album that caught the attention of Mr. Stephen Wilson. Tightly Unwound, the album that followed Little Man, was one of the first releases on K-Scope. So as a result of all this, the Pineapple Thief action coming up, I've spoken at great length to both Gavin Harrison and Bruce Sword for future K-Scope podcasts. So ahead of Wait from Little Man, here's Bruce talking to me the other day, studio to studio, station to station, about where his brain was at when Little Man was written, and also where his brain is at now with the lockdown sessions.
I remember Steve laughed at me. He said, how many beers did you have when you agreed to do this lockdown session? Because I didn't have a clue how to do it. So I found this software and how, because I knew I wanted to make it hi-fi. I didn't want to just do it through like a crappy speaker. Yeah. And I got this software, and then I thought, oh, it supports more than one camera. And I thought, let's put two cameras on just because I can.
And of course, you've done a lot of this in the past anyway, haven't you? You can strip Pineapple Thief songs down to an acoustic and voice.
Yeah.
You've done gigs like that.
I was more comfortable than I thought I'd be doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. And are you more comfortable? I mean, you and I have discussed, practically every time I speak to you and I discuss this, but it also proves, I think, perhaps you're a bit more comfortable singing.
Yeah. Yes. Because like when you do those strip back things, they are real. You're really on your own. I mean, especially me now, you know, people, when you're locked down like this, you really are on your own. So I didn't have anyone to play with. But yeah, I think my vocal has been an instrument that I'm a lot more confident with. Whereas in the early days, like I've said before, I was a songwriter, guitarist who was forced to sing.
Yeah.
But I feel it the other way now, other way round. I think if you watch them back, you can see when in the first sort of 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, what is this? What am I doing? I'm on my own.
Embrace the madness.
And then embrace it, yeah. So, and like you say, as soon as I started asking for requests, and then you see all these requests coming, I said, blimey, I wrote that song, didn't I? Blimey, yeah.
So they flash up really quickly as well, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to Little Man briefly then, if I may. What was the Bruce Sword like then?
I'm just trying to think. It was a long time ago. It was a difficult time in my life because I started writing Little Man when Liz was pregnant with our first child, Felix. And then during the writing of that record, he was born prematurely and unfortunately only survived for 5 days. So
I'm really sorry to hear that, Bruce. But I kind of put two and two together and I worked that out, I think.
Yeah,
sorry to bring back that memory.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't mind. I honestly don't mind talking about it but that really obviously informed the record quite. And the time. So when I look back on that time, that's really the overwhelming thing that fills your head. But musically at the time, it was difficult because I wasn't full time. We were going through a really difficult period in our lives. But the record still came out. But then in those days, when a record came out, because the band was quite underground and we didn't tour, we just did one-off gigs and the odd festival, you know, prog festival, and you could go for months not doing anything, and whereas now it's obviously a lot, it's very, very busy all the time and we're always doing stuff, so it was really just about me being a songwriter back in those days and writing and recording.
Count
Pineapple Thief, Wait, from Little Man. Now, talking of reissues, Osric Tentacles, Dissolution, from Pungent Effulgent, out now on heavyweight vinyl for the very first time, reissued and remastered by Mr. Edwin. Thank you. Osric Tentacles, Dissolution from Pungent Effulgent, newly remastered by Ed Wynn. This is the first in a series of coloured LPs being reissued on K-Scope over the coming months from the Osric's back catalogue. Pungent was the first official album, wasn't it, back in 89, after all of the cassette self-releases, based on their live shows at the time. The next one in the series is coming out on the 19th of June, Strangitude, and there will be some new Osric stuff coming out on K-Scope this year. Talking of new signings, I'm delighted to announce the signing of acoustic singer-songwriter and virtuoso guitarist, although of course he's all of those things and more, John Gomm. This is the first time John has teamed up with a record label. We have a mutual friend, well, several mutual friends actually, but mainly Dan from Tesseract. Back in 2012, Passion Flower, a track I'm going to finish with, went properly viral, getting 6 million hits at the time. 17 million hits the video has had now. A new version, newly recorded, is now out on Spotify. And there'll be John Gomm Records coming out on K-Scope in the very near future. Thanks very much for listening. Do please keep supporting independent music. The K-Scope store is open online. And do please stay safe and follow the advice wherever you are. See ya.
Weakness is not your weakness.